Hey friend, today I'm going to teach you a really simple and powerful breath that I like to call the release valve that you can use whenever you are stressed, anxious, angry, frustrated. This breath uses the natural mechanism that your body has to release stress through sighing. When you involuntarily sigh, that's your body being so smart that it's like, ooh, honey, let me give this lady a break. She got to let go of some of this energy. So we're going to tap into that wisdom by practicing a breath that uses the same mechanism as a natural sigh. So the first thing I want to talk with you about is that, you know, most of us breathe very shallowly, and we only use the top portion of our lungs when we inhale and we exhale. And so I want you to notice that you are able to breathe deeply, so deeply that you can actually have air move all the way down into your diaphragm. It's called diaphragmic breathing. And so if you put one hand on your belly right now, I want you to try this. Inhale really, really deeply and think about sending that air into your belly. And you will likely notice that your belly will expand. So you'll see your hand on your belly move out, right? Which is showing you that, hey, you just put some air all the way down into your diaphragm. Nice job. That's the kind of breathing that I want you to practice when we do our release valve breath. It's honestly really good for you to practice that every single day. There are so many health benefits to breathing deeply, improving your digestion, lowering your blood pressure, can help you improve your posture. So much science has been done on how breathing deeply has a positive impact on us. So, that being said, when you inhale into the diaphragm, you feel the diaphragm expand. So try that again with me. Good. And now on that exhale, I want you to notice that your hand, right, it starts to move as your belly contracts back toward the spine on the exhale. Now, if this feels a little weird or uncomfortable, that totally is okay. Makes sense. It's the first time you're doing this. It's not normal. It's not a habit. So know that with practice, you will start to feel more comfortable breathing in this way. But when we do any of our breathing exercises, and when we do this one today, I want you to work on inhaling all the way into the belly and then exhaling from the belly back out. All right. Let me give you the rundown of what this breath looks like first, and then I'm going to walk you through it. So the release valve breath begins with you. I usually recommend sitting. You can do it standing too, but if it's your first time around, I would say do it sitting. Don't do it lying down to begin with, because you want to make sure that the airway is completely open when you're laying down. You could have a pillow under your neck or something that could kind of just close the airway, and I want you to have the best possible experience. So sitting down someplace comfortably, what you're going to do is you're going to inhale through your nose for four counts. Then you're going to hold the breath at the top. And when you hold the breath at the top, it's really subtle. It's not like holding your breath. I don't know if you think about like a kid who's about to do a cannonball into a pool, right? Like plug their nose and puff up their cheeks. No, you're going to inhale really gently. I'm going to count at a nice, comfortable pace. And when you hold the breath at the top, I always like to think of kind of like a pinching of the inner nostril, of the inner nasal passages. And that's just for 1 second. Then you're actually going to exhale through your mouth. So that's going to require you to part your lips. You don't have to open your mouth very wide. You're going to part your lips and allow the jaw to go slack. And when you exhale, I want you to make an audible sigh. However it comes out of you is perfect. You don't have to force it. It doesn't need to sound like anything in particular. And you're going to be exhaling for 8 counts. And I'm going to count that out for you. And so that means that you are going to need to consciously control how quickly you're exhaling, right? So think of a release valve on, I don't know, maybe like a tire, right? So it's up to you, right? How quickly and how much you open up the release valve to let the air out. And so in this case, you're going to let it out twice as slowly as that inhale. And this can take a little finessing. And, you know, I will count it out for you. But when you do this breath on your own, you're going to find a pace that feels comfortable and that works for you. When you exhale, I also want you to exhale all of the air out. So you're going to feel that diaphragm constrict back towards the spine. And I want you to think of completely emptying the belly and the lungs. Again, this is controlled, so you don't need to be, you know, I don't want you to be pushing the air, but I do want you to think about letting it all go on the exhale, making sure that all of that air comes out so that on the next inhale, oh, you could just take a fresh new breath. If you didn't get all that, don't worry. I'm going to talk you through it right now, okay? I also recommend you close your eyes, but you don't have to. Whatever feels more comfortable for you. So let's try this breath together. We're going to do 3 rounds, which is the minimum I recommend you do. Usually after doing 3 rounds, you're going to notice a shift, okay? That being said, I want you to tune in really quick. So close your eyes and just notice what are you experiencing in your body right now? Is there tension? What's the temperature? Are you holding anywhere? You don't need to do anything about this. I just want you to notice right now. Good. And here we go. So inhaling through your nose, down into the diaphragm, following my count to 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now holding the breath at the top, part your lips and sighing the breath out for 8 counts. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Very good. And again, deep inhale for 4 counts. 1, 2, 3, inhaling through the nose, 4, holding it at the top, letting the jaw go slack, controlling that exhale out for 8 counts and sighing it out, hearing your own voice, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, you want all the air to release. 3, 2, 1. Last time. Deep inhale through the nose. 1, 2, 3, 4. Holding the breath. And now letting it all go for 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, emptying the belly completely, and 1. Good. And now just allowing the breath to return to just a comfortable pace. I want you to check in with your body and notice what has changed, what has shifted. Are you feeling more grounded? More relaxed? Softer? Present? Good. See how powerful that was? And it only took a couple of minutes. The proof is in the pudding. I'd like you to practice this breath every day. Practice it every day. Because when you do that, you create a new habit and it becomes a tool in your toolbox that you're more likely to grab when you really need it. And so this could be a really fun thing to do before you get at your desk maybe for the day, or maybe when you're with your kids, you can teach them this breath. Try to make it enjoyable and easy to use. Use it at times when you're not at a level 10 stress, so that when you get to the level 10, you'll use it. You'll know, because it will be practiced. And you'll know how well it works. Great job.